and Nigel Faggash losing very well. An under-14s football match broke out during a fight as parents were pulled apart by their embarrassed offspring. And best friends forever, Bill Clinton and Donald Trump, agree on one thing. They never knew him, they barely met him, and they really don't know anything about him. Are we still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? That and more with me, Nick Abbott, after the new news at 10 on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. The Foreign Office is advising against all but essential travel to Israel and Palestine as tensions escalate in the Middle East over Iran's nuclear program. It's issued the guidance after the government announced it had temporarily withdrawn its staff from the Islamic Republic. This evening, President Trump has said he is not happy with the outcome of talks between Washington and Tehran aimed at preventing it from acquiring nuclear weapons. Danny Sitrinovitz is a defense and intelligence expert based in Israel.
We are in a pivotal moment in the Middle East that will influence greatly about the future of this region. And President Trump has two options. He can decide to go for the political route, the diplomatic route, or he can decide to attack. There is no middle ground right now.
The former U.S. President Bill Clinton is giving evidence to a congressional committee investigating his links to Jeffrey Epstein. He's denied any knowledge of the late paedophile's crimes while also insisting he did nothing wrong. The Prime Minister says he will keep fighting after his party came third in the Gorton and Denton by-election. The Greens' Hannah Spencer took the seat with a majority of more than 4,000. Pakistan's defense minister has claimed it's in a state of open war with Afghanistan after a series of cross-border attacks from both nations overnight. A Qatari-mediated ceasefire had been in force since October, but subsequent peace talks in November failed to produce a lasting agreement. Malaya Lodi is a Pakistani diplomat.
The roots of the crisis lie in the fact that there are terrorist groups that find a safe haven in Afghanistan. Pakistan has tried, since the Taliban came back to power, to persuade the Taliban through the diplomatic track to crack down on the groups that are carrying out cross-border attacks.
A man who attacked his partner and left her paralysed has been jailed for 16 years at Preston Crown Court. Robert Easom assaulted Trudy Burgess after she said she was leaving him following years of coercive control and repeated violence. Around 70 emergency workers have been sent to a fire at a multi-storey block of flats in East London. Residents from the complex in Hackney are being supported at a local rest centre. The cause of the fire is under investigation. In the city, the FTSE 100 has closed up 76 points at 10,922. The pound will buy $1.34 and a euro 13. LBC weather becoming dry with clear skies for the south of the UK overnight. Showers will continue affecting the north and the northwest. We'll see a low of around 3 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Well, let's get back to it.
It blows my mind, Nick. It really it does my nuts in.
Yes, mine too. But first, the weather. The rain in the UK seems to have been falling mainly on the plain. No, wait, that's not right. The rain in the UK seems to have been never-ending. Yes, that's more like it. With some regions experiencing showers every single day this year. Looking at you, Glasgow. Now scientists have warned that things are going to get even worse.
What?
Britain is about to be hit with showers of blood rain all over us. This is thanks to a plume of red Saharan dust, which is currently sweeping over Europe towards the UK. And when this dust mixes with Britain's persistent rain, the precipitation will take on a distinctive reddish colour, creating a phenomenon known as blood rain. But it also implies that the weather will be coming from the south, and that means heat. Let's read on and find out. The most dramatic consequence of the red rain will likely be a thin film of dust left on cars and exposed surfaces once the rain has dried. And I've just cleaned my car. The plume is largely made up of Saharan dust with some smoke from seasonal biomass burning in equatorial Africa. You see how we're all connected? Like a great big melting pot.
Rock and roll!
Meanwhile, extreme weather swings from drought to persistent rain have left families battling flooding and farmers facing another bad year in the fields. The Met Office said the winter has been will be remembered for its relentless rain, with provisional figures showing that many areas of the UK suffered very wet conditions over the season. Yeah, well, you got that right. Very wet. Since November the 1st, the Environment Agency has issued 814 flood warnings, as well as 2,562 flood alerts.
Warning! Warning!
It marks a dramatic change from 2025, which saw record dry and warm conditions cause droughts across swathes of the country. And there is never any good news in a sentence that contains the word swathes.
Correct.
The figures showed that England experienced 35% more rain than the long-term average, Wales saw 14% more rain than the long-term average, and Northern Ireland saw 25% more. But Scotland's levels were 16% below average.
What?
Below? Really? I mean, not in you-know-where, surely. I mean, I could check on the current conditions while you wait. I don't really see what the point of that is, because we all know what he's going to say. One moment, please. Your call is not important to us. We don't care about you. One moment. Aha! It's both snowing and raining at the same time in Glasgow. Can you believe that?
Yes.
Yeah, it will further be raining tomorrow and raining on Sunday and raining on Monday and... not raining on Tuesday. Rubbish. It will be raining on Wednesday and Thursday, and then raining on Friday, and raining on Saturday the 7th, and Sunday the 8th, and the following Monday, and the Tuesday after that, and the subsequent Wednesday, and the Thursday that follows that. Every day for the rest of your lives. Still, you knew what you were voting for. And for everybody else, tonight, rain. Tomorrow, rain. Would you like to hear the long-range forecast for the next 4 weeks?
No.
Okay. This is till the middle of March. Plenty of dry weather with some sunshine, mostly in the south. Mostly. The north and the west will get the usual rain and strong winds and perhaps a little light snow to the high ground. Snow?
Oh, no.
And then the second half of March. Rain still probable, and we can only guess where it will fall, probably where it usually does. Drier and brighter towards the east and the southeast, and temperatures near or above average. Drier and brighter towards the east and southeast, and temperatures near or above average. Will take it. Nigel, these are in the absence of headlines about you remember Meghan Markle, don't you?
Boo!
Yeah, that's it. In the absence of headlines about Meghan Markle and I'm sure a temporary dearth of headlines about the Beckham family, these are headlines about the election just gone. All in the same paper, all on the same day. Nigel Farage condemns cheating in Gorton and Denton by-election after independent observers flag high levels of illegal family voting where people are escorted to polling booths. Daniel Hannan says, what a frightening and toxic new world Britain just woke up to. The Greens are poison. Huge blow for Keir Starmer as Greens secure historic by-election victory. Labour battered into third behind Reform as voters heap fresh misery on embattled PM. Beware the Green menace. Greens crush Labour. Toxic Greens made this the most divisive and dangerous by-election in British history. Huge blow for Keir Starmer as Greens secure historic by-election victory. Labour battered into third behind Reform as voters heap fresh misery on embattled PM. Leafy lunacy. The Green Party's bonkers policies, including letting all illegal migrants in. The unthinkable has just become reality as Greens surge to victory in crunch by-election. And the Greens' extremist victory pushes Britain one step closer to the abyss. From legal heroin to badgers. Five Green policies so insane, they sound made up. And I thought, well, I wonder what they are. I bet they're not that insane. Here are the five Green policies that are so insane they sound made up. I think this is according to The Express. Not all of those headlines were from the same paper, by the way, but I think it was either the Mail or the Express, one of the two. Okay. Five Green policies so insane they sound made up. A wealth tax. Well, most people are in favour of a wealth tax. Polanski's posse proposes an annual wealth tax of 1% on assets valued above £10 million and 2% on those valued at more than £1 billion. That is £1,000 million. Are you telling me that if you own £1,000 million, that you can't give up 2% of it? It won't affect your lifestyle at all. You still won't be able to spend all that money. But the money that is taken from you, probably ripped from your claw, will go to, doing all the things that everybody likes to rely on. Schools, hospitals, fire engines, that sort of thing. Most people are in favour of a wealth tax. Hate to break it to you, Express readers, but that's just the fact, Jack. Banning badger culls. Now, I don't really know anything about this, but the Greens want an immediate end to badger culling. Only a small proportion of bovine tuberculosis cases can be linked to badgers, and thus a cull is cruel and ineffective, they say. Okay, well, I would imagine that most people will be all for not killing animals. So far, so not crazy. Raising the minimum wage to £15. At £15, the minimum wage sounds generous, says the Express. Their argument is quite simple and electorally beneficial. A large chunk of their voters are young people who want higher wages. Yeah, that's right. But they can't have higher wages because we must prioritise the shareholders. I don't think that that's a crazy policy either. I think most people would be all for earning £15 as a minimum wage. I'll add it up. One moment, please. I'm going to do calculator-assisted mental arithmetic on the radio. 15 times 5 times 5... No, 15 times 7, 7 hours a day. £15, 7 hours a day, times 5 days a week, times, let's say, 50 weeks a year. That's 26 grand. £26,000. Or approximately half what we are persuaded is the average wage these days. 25 grand a year, really. Is that too much? I'm not sure that most people would think that it is. So, 3 down and 3 wins for the Greens. Legalising heroin. Okay, we may have reached a stumbling point. But if you support the war on drugs, then approximately how long does this war have to go on for before we declare a winner? Because I think that drugs won about 50 years ago. If this is a war on drugs, drugs won. The Greens want to end the prohibition of drugs and create a system of legal regulation for all sorts of substances, including but not limited to heroin and cocaine. Zach Polanski...
Boo!
...backs legalising all drugs, arguing the war on drugs has failed.
Correct.
Yes. And a public health approach is needed. Which is almost the exact same phrase that people who have looked into... the government, I can't remember off the top of my head how many commissions and inquiries they've had about drugs. And they always come back and say the same thing. Pretty much that. The war on drugs has failed. A public health approach is needed. And the government of the day said always says, thank you very much for your good work. That is money wasted because we're going to completely ignore what you said and then engage with another inquiry. There's another 50 million quid you might as well set fire to. So that's not crazy either. Portugal tried this 24 years ago. And it's been a success. There's fewer people take drugs in Portugal after they legalized or decriminalized all drugs than they did before. Fewer people dying, etc. and so on. Or we could just keep doing the same thing that hasn't worked for 50 years straight over and over again and see how that works out for us. And so I don't think that those four policies that I've outlined are so insane they sound made up, which is the Express's opinion. And neither do I think that most people in this country would think that they're insane. And finally, a holiday tax on frequent flyers. The logic is that 15% of people take 70% of flights, and those people tend to be wealthy, therefore tax them more. Why not? I mean, in the place that they're going to go to, they're probably going to get taxed as tourists. Tourist taxes cropping up here, there and everywhere, baby. So why not tax them more if they're frequent flyers? I mean, you know, they're causing a massive amount of pollution. They're clogging up the place, and the and it's cover for the government's evil little scheme to spray the air with mind-controlling drugs. Or whatever it is that people think they're doing up there. I don't think that that's a crazy policy either, and I think most people would agree with that too. Because most people aren't 15% of us.